Excuse me, sir.
Captain Abbott turned, raising one eyebrow, to face Lieutenant Lazare Martinson, Archangel Chihiro's first lieutenant.
Yes, Lazare, what is it?
Abbott's tone was a bit brusque. He and Martinson normally got along quite well, but at the moment, as the pursuing vessel's lower masts began to loom above the horizon, even from deck level, the captain had a few things on his mind. The distance to the other ship was down to little more than 7 miles, and given their present speeds, she would be up to Archangel Chihiro in no more than 2 or 2.5 hours. For that matter, she'd be into extreme gunshot in little more than 90 minutes.
Master Chambers! Martinson twitched his head slightly in the direction of the mizzen top, where Lieutenant Chambers was ensconced, watching the other ship.
Reports that he's just seen her colors, sir. She's flying the Carisian banner and a commission streamer.
Abbott's expression tightened ever so slightly. Only someone who knew the captain well would have noticed, but Martinson did know him well, and he also knew exactly what Abbott was thinking. The fact that Chambers had finally seen the colors, which had been masked by her canvas, only confirmed the captain's previous near certainty that she had to be Carisian. But the commission streamer, that was something else entirely. No privateer would have been flying that. Only ships of the Royal Carisian Navy, or rather, the Imperial Carisian Navy these days, flew those.
I see, Abbott said after a moment. And has he had an opportunity to estimate her force?
We've not seen her ports yet, sir, but she's carrying at least 10 or 12 of their short guns on her weather deck. Probably more. And,
Martinson added almost apologetically,
Master Chambers says she doesn't look merchant-built to him.
The tightening around the captain's eyes was more noticeable this time. If Chambers' estimates were correct, and the second lieutenant was quite a competent officer, then their pursuer wasn't simply an Imperial warship, but one of the Carisian Navy's new, purpose-built galleons, whereas both of Willara's ships were converted merchant vessels.
I see, Abbott repeated, nodding to his first officer. Thank you, Master Martinson.
Martinson touched his chest in salute, then withdrew to the larboard side of the quarter-deck, while Abbott clasped his hands behind his back and turned to the rail, gazing out across the crested waves in obvious thought. The lieutenant didn't envy his captain at the moment. On the other hand, he didn't feel an enormous amount of sympathy either. For the most part, he respected Abbott as a seaman, although for all his years of naval service, the captain had precious little experience with galleons. Virtually all of his previous time had been served aboard the Desnarian Navy's limited number of galleys, and his ship-handling skills, while adequate, weren't as good as Martinson's own. In fact, that was one reason Martinson had been assigned as his first lieutenant. In terms of military experience, though, Abbott was far more qualified to command than Martinson was, and the lieutenant knew it. Of course, no one in Desnarian service had any experience at all in broadside gunnery tactics, but at least Abbott had smelled powder smoke in actual combat, which was more than Martinson had. Given that experience, Abbott had to be, or damned well ought to be at any rate, even better aware of the looming confrontation's balance of combat power than Martinson was.